Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Each year, the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra offers its holiday collage. We're broadcasting live today from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Joining us now in the studio, we have musicians from the orchestra with a preview. We'll introduce them first. Jeff Paul is standing over there with a coffee cup and a penny whistle. I'm not sure which one is more interesting to you right at the moment, but maybe do you need both today?
I can make music on whatever you put in my hands.
And then we have John Pennington, whose hands are full of percussion instruments of various natures, some of which I cannot identify. Welcome, John. As well, in the back, we have James Johnson, I believe, with a guitar.
I think that's what it's called.
Welcome. And Maggie Modzelewska.
Good. Perfect.
Thanks. With a violin. So who wants to talk first about an overview of sort of the intent of the holiday collage itself for the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra?
The intent of the collage itself. Yeah. I don't know. We like to, we do a lot of really serious classical music through the season, and we have, of course, Handel's Messiah coming up next week as well. And so we like to lighten it up. And kind of bring a little bit of holiday cheer with a little bit of a lighter spirit. So it's kind of a neat way. We'll hear some of the standard orchestral works, and then you'll have a whole lot of smaller groups that individuals and groups from members of the symphony will put together on their own, so that we kind of have a seamless, we call it a collage, but a seamless sort of run without really any stops between carols and whatnot.
It's a creative time. It's a fun time. It's an audience participation and a real audience pleaser as well. Give us an idea of how this group came together and sort of what you bring to the stage this weekend.
Well, this whole thing started with my Celtic group called Maggie in the Meantime. Maggie, that's me, and that's what I do in the meantime, play Celtic music. And Jeff is also in our band, and we've invited John and James to join us on this, and I always, this has been maybe fourth or fifth year in a row that I arrange a couple of tunes. Originally, they might not be Celtic, but I do arrange them in a Celtic style, and yes, we play them together, and it's people love it. We usually get a standing ovation, right?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and hear one now. Tell us what you're going to play first.
This is an arrangement of Ding Dong Merrily on High. Thank you.
just joining us, you're listening to Dakota Midday. My guests are musicians from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. We're giving a little preview of this Saturday's holiday collage. And John Pennington, I'm going to put you on the spot to talk about the drum, because I think on radio you can't really see it. So describe it for us and tell
us
about...
Of course, this is an Irish drum. It's called a boron. You pronounce it as though, like, as a bow. It's fascinating. It actually comes from kind of folkloric traditions. It's thought that the drum actually was a grain sieve originally. And it's played in a very unusual way with a mallet. They call it a tipper. And it's a double-ended mallet. And so it's just a very unusual kind of instrument. One of my teachers from Dublin, they're always in the pubs. There's a whole pub culture in Ireland, and they're often with calfskin. This is a synthetic head, but they're always calfskin. They're really low, but there's all kinds of pitch bending that they're doing with the drum, and they just kind of follow the melody. It's kind of the tradition. So I've been playing it for, I don't know, 25 years or so. So
how many different traditions could you just study with your instrument alone, with percussions, all over the world?
That's a whole different segment. So, but this is part of a lot of my research. So a lot of my interest is in frame drums from all over the world. I've spent a lot of time with an Egyptian drum called a rick. There's one from North Africa that I've studied called the bindir. And this drum, even this boron, in fact, this next piece we're going to play, actually I'm going to play it in a completely different way, only with my hands, but all kinds of Arabic kinds of sounds that you can elicit from Azerbaijan, all this snapping, all these unusual kinds of techniques.
Fascinating. Now we're going to put Mr. Jeff Paul on the spot, mostly because we haven't had a chance to talk about your magnificent award, so we're going to just make you tell us about it. We all ganged up on him before the program and said,
I'm not sure. This is the right forum to discuss that particular.
Just give us 1 minute to talk about what you were honored for this year.
Sure. The League of American Orchestras sort of inaugurated a brand new award sponsored by the Ford Motor Company for excellence in community service within an orchestral organization. And so I was one of five winners of that award this year.
And we say congratulations and thank you for the community service that we all know you so well for. You're all playing multiple instruments on Saturday, or multiple pieces at least. What is that experience like? Is it sort of frantic, or is it pretty easy compared to what you normally do in one of the bigger concerts of the year?
Have you ever cut the head off a chicken and then watched what happens?
I have not, but in my imagination, I have.
If you come to the concert, you'll see what that looks like. I'll be playing four different instruments on Saturday. Two of them are saxophones, one's the Irish whistle, and also oboe, which is kind of my day job instrument. And it'll be actually a lot of fun. A lot of people are familiar with Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, so we'll be doing some of that, and additionally some of Duke Ellington's arrangements of his Nutcracker Suite as well.
Interesting. What is there one moment that you're most looking forward to, that you're particularly excited about? Anyone?
Well, of course, this.
This. Exactly. We look forward to being in the audience. Let's make sure we get to another song.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dakota Midday. Our guests are from the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, Jeff, Maggie, John, and James. The Holiday Collage is this Saturday. You have two chances to see the performance. There's a matinee at 2:30, and the evening show is at 7:30. I want to say thank you so much to all of you for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.